lovely listeners. Welcome back to Nastalgia. I'm your host, Nassim, and I'm so glad you're tuning in to the podcast. Welcome back. Friends, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, and life just got crazy. So there's no other reason, but that's the reality. And I feel like people don't say that enough or normalize it. So here we are. We're back, and I am so excited to dive into this episode in honor of fall. We're going to be talking about Halloween movies, but before that, before my special guest joins us, I just wanted to give a little like preamble of why I love fall so much. Fall is my favorite season, and I kind of feel like, unfortunately, it's gotten a little bit of like a bad rap. I don't know, like a weird rap of like the whole, you know, basic Instagram pumpkin spice vibe, which I don't know. I don't want to. I guess I'm just calling myself out for not wanting to appear basic, because I'm not. I'm very unique. Just kidding. And I think one of the biggest reasons for that is this. I don't know if you guys have heard of the word hygge, and it's a Danish word. It's a Danish and Norwegian word that basically is a word that encompasses the mood of coziness and comfort. Yes, there is a word for that. How beautiful is it? And that is just me personified. So I think when it's fall, I'm just really in my natural element, and I'm all about cozy socks, fireplace, soup, staying home, you know, enjoying a hot beverage, whether it's tea or a hot cocktail with friends, watching a good movie. I just love that lifestyle. And so fall just really makes me come alive. So with that said, I thought it was only right to do an episode in honor of fall. And of course, it can't be fall without talking about Halloween. And truth be told, you know, I'm not a big Halloween fan per se, but I do like this element of like a seasonal, spooky vibe that everyone kind of gets into. And don't get me wrong, I'm actually a really big scaredy cat. I'm not into scary things per se, but I've kind of always enjoyed like a good mystery. Even being younger, I remember like my Nancy Drew chapter books or like choose your own adventure books that I would read kind of curled up by the fire. And then there's also that element of like during sleepovers, watching a kind of scary movie together. There was just something really special about that. So I really loved having all my girlfriends over and being a little spooked, you know, just by like, again, nothing too crazy. I'm such a baby. I can't do anything like super like demonic or supernatural, but a little bit of goriness, like, you know, like a kind of killer on the loose vibe. It's not horrible. By the way, friends, something to note that I just remembered. Thank God I was not there for this, but I remember in high school, a group of my friends were watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre at their house, and her dad stormed into the house as a joke with the chainsaw on, running through the house as they were watching. Even as I say that now, I'm like, the level of danger that could put people in if, God forbid, someone was like walking through the house at that same time is just, it's so unwise of a parent to do such a thing. But I remember the guys thought it was like so cool. The girls were like totally screaming. It was just like this ultimate prank that happened during sophomore year of high school. I'm like, I am so glad I was not there for that. So I don't condone any of that. And now that I'm looking back, I'm like, that was insane. I do want to say there is something fun about just kind of in the fall season, being cozy with your friends and kind of getting a little scared, right? And so with that, I want to invite one of my dear friends, my friend Haley Bolt, who's been on this podcast before. She was on our Girl Power episode talking about the Spice Girls in season one. And she is back. And she's back because she is my ultimate Halloween scream queen. She loves Halloween. And she is currently on the East Coast. So we were able to have a cross-country call to dial her into this episode. And it was so much fun. So enjoy. Haley Bolt, welcome back.
It feels good to be home.
Yes. I'm so glad you're here. Haley, I mentioned in my little intro that you are the Halloween scream queen in my life. I want to start by you telling everyone, why do you love Halloween so much? Because if memory serves me correctly, which it does, my first memory with you after meeting you was that fall we would have so many fall movie nights at your house. You'd rewatch every movie. You would just have like your 31 days of Halloween. That was like your thing.
You are so right. I started to make my own traditions because that's who I want to be. Mm. And for me, like, I'm not into gore. I'm not into the like, you know, demonic movies at all, but I love the like childhood Halloween. It's cozy.
Yeah.
It's a little mysterious. It's all theatrical. And so I just love the connection that fall brings of the cozy weather, the colors, the smells, the tastes,
yes,
the memories. And it's like, this is something that I know I can kind of do every single year and put myself in a good, cozy mood.
It's so funny you say that because my entire intro is about cozy vibes with fall.
I mean, think about it, like your whole series of nostalgia, you literally talk about the chemical constituents of this emotion of nostalgia, yes, and what it floods back. Like, that's magic. It's like a surprise and delight is something that you were not anticipating. You had no idea that it would cause a rush of dopamine.
Totally.
Like a hit, right? But it's magic.
That's so good. I did a poll on my Instagram asking like, what is your most nostalgic childhood memory of fall and Halloween? And Hales, I literally got 90% of the responses were Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus, like watching those two movies. And so I was like, okay, I have to do an episode talking about these two, and who better than you? Because Hocus Pocus is like our favorite.
Absolutely. It's a classic. It's a multiple watch every fall season.
It's one of those, like, if you haven't seen, I want to scream and get excited that you haven't watched it and watch it with you, right?
Yes, but like I go a little intense. I remember in college when I had like five friends who had never seen it, I was like, okay, movie night, like wear your jammies, let's get food, like let's have the twinkle lights. But I was like, you can't talk. And they were like, they were kind of annoyed at me because I was like, we need to pause it so you can talk.
I love that. Wait, side note, I just found out that some people at my work today have never watched Prince of Egypt. And I literally had a panic. I was like, I need to host you at my home to watch it, and you can't talk.
You can't talk. You have to be in the experience. You have to be in the story.
Yeah. Let's start with Hocus Pocus. It was released back in 1993, the year of Haley's birth. I was three. But this was a movie that it came out in the summer, funny enough, weird enough. Yeah. And then it became this like blockbuster hit. And then now it's like the movie that is playing every Halloween, every day, I feel like, on TV. Mm-hmm. And we both talk about how the beginning is our favorite. I want to know why for you.
I mean, it's cozy. It's cozy. I mean, you see, okay, both beginnings, because you come into the movie and you see it's like 1890.
Sorry, yes. Actually, I don't like that part because yeah, okay. I don't like period pieces, but yes.
Okay, so Nassim doesn't like that part, but I do, because you get this really cool bird's eye view of like pilgrimage, and you see all the foliage, and you're like, okay, I'm getting into this fall cozy feeling. And then it gets into the action, but then you snap back to the beginning of Max and Danny, like in Massachusetts. You've got the beautiful old style homes, you've got the orange leaves, and it's like, okay, that's where I can connect with too.
Exactly. I love the fact that it ends up being like a story that the history teacher is telling. Yes. And then when she does the whole like fake snake thing popping out, I laugh every time. And I love that it's just, you're transported to like high school in the 90s. It's just innocent.
Wow. What a time to be alive.
I know. I've always been confused by this whole exchanging phone numbers scene. And if you guys remember, Max likes this girl in his class, Allison, and he, you know, does his whole suave thing, like, here's my number, call me in class. And I've always been confused why, when she finds him afterward, she gives him back the piece of paper and says trick or treat. And the reason I'm confused is because he looks at the paper as if it says something different on it. And he's like a little bit like confused, but I'm like, there's nothing different on it. So what is it just because he's sad that she gave it back? I don't understand.
Okay. When Nassim said she didn't understand this part, I squealed so loud because it's one of my favorite pieces because it's funny. So they're in class and it's this whole story about the Sanderson sisters that every single person in that class is down. They're like, this is true. This is real. This is fact. This is just like who we are as a community. And you, some California kid comes in and is like, this is not real, y'all. This is a bunch of hocus pocus, basically. Then Allison like explains it. And Max is like, I'm not down to believe what you believe, but like, call me sometime. Here's my number. Okay, but they don't believe the same thing, right? So like, what a turnoff if he's not down for like the biggest thing that she's into.
Totally.
So he gives her his number. And then when they end up talking, the trick or treat, like, this is not a treat. This is a trick. Like, we're not down. We're not on the same page. I'm going to be kind of cute and flirty and like as if I'm giving you my number in return. And so he gets excited about it and she walks away like, I know what I'm doing. And then she opens the page and it's his own number given back to him. Like, I'm not calling you, dude.
Totally. Okay. So yeah, just like throwing shade. Like, sorry, yeah. Not sorry. I'm going to play hard to get. Yeah.
And okay. It's totally trick, not treat.
Right. Okay. I had a feeling. I just wanted to make sure because his face just looked very like as if the paper said something crazy on it. But I'm like, it's just your number. But he's just disappointed. We talked a lot about this too. How we love all three Sanderson sisters. But when I asked you earlier who's your favorite, we both talked about how like of course Sarah Jessica Parker is our favorite. Mm-hmm. But why?
I think it's because when we're introduced to the sisters, they're hags. Like they're old, they're crusty. The whole goal is to be young and beautiful again. Okay. So once they taste some of the potion, they do become a little bit younger and beautiful, except only one of them is actually young and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Nassim and I, we're little kids watching this movie for the first time. And we're presented with somebody who's tall and curvy and blonde and this flowy hair and they present her in such like a enticing way and we're like, oh well, I'm a girl. Mm-hmm. Like this is enticing. And so for me, I think it's this picture of, oh well, I could be like this when I'm older, or this is who I want to be, because this already is what the media is portraying.
Totally.
What is beautiful.
Both of us were saying like we're not proud of that fact, but it was just so the culture that we grew up in and like, and she is just stunning. I even love that. I mean, the color, I love that hers is purple like that too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, she's just so cute. Yeah. And fun fact. Did you know Jennifer Lopez auditioned for her role, but did not get it?
No idea.
Yeah. Random.
Even though we talked about the Sanderson sisters and they're the main characters, we all know that when we grew up, we all wanted to be Danny. She's the best. She's bold. She's feisty. She's fierce. She even like can ask for help. Like she's all the things. And she's this little kid.
Thora Birch. Love her. And she taught us what yabos mean.
Oh my gosh.
By the way, Danny, I love your costume.
Thank you. I really like yours too. Of course, I couldn't wear anything like that because I don't have any. What do you call them, Max? Yabos?
You've just got all of the right pieces to mix something beautiful together. You've got the cinematography, you've got the casting, you've got the script, you've got
costumes,
like the color scheme, right? But then you also have this director who is wildly known, Kenny Ortega. I mean, if you've ever heard of High School Musical and you know how like a cult following that had, well, mm-hmm. Kenny Ortega was the director for this movie. And I mean, what was it, 2 years ago, we had like a huge anniversary of Hocus Pocus and it was an extreme production. It's like a beautiful potion.
I love that. Oh, a beautiful potion. And how funny that Vanessa Hudgens is the big super fan that it's in both of those. I mean, not both. She's in High School Musical and then she loves Hocus Pocus. She hosted that event.
Cute. Wow, the connection.
Let's pivot and also talk about the second, I think, Halloween favorite is Disney Channel original movie, Halloween Town. Hales, what do you love most about Halloween Town? Why do you love it?
One, two, or three, or all of them?
Well, that was a question I had, is I've only seen number one. I know your face.
What?
I know.
How did I? What? No.
Yeah.
You didn't watch the other two with me?
No. No, I did not. I started number two and I got kind of bored. So I just stopped. And then I don't know. I just didn't know if it was worth it.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm only going off of the number one, and I love number one.
Honestly, it goes back to the colors.
Oh,
I really think that's what it is. I actually watched it the other day because it's part of my tradition. I was going to say ritual. And I was like, it's part of my tradition. And it's the colors. It's the colors for me. That's it.
That's beautiful.
There's so much more to it, but it's the colors.
Yes. I think for me, it's like the little tiny nods to like pop culture, just little like Easter egg things that like I didn't even notice till I got older. My favorite tiny scene is when she's making this potion and on the microwave, when she's putting the microwave, it's like double toil and trouble.
Yeah, just little things. I love that so much.
It's so cute. And just, yeah, I love all the characters. I also like, it was kind of scary. Like they were like, when they turned bad, they looked very frightening.
Absolutely. When you see Calabar and he's the dark face, the red eyes, he's screaming.
Terrifying.
Like, I'm five watching this movie and this is horrifying.
No, at the very end scene, he literally looks demonic. It's terrifying. He's such a good actor too, but I still get kind of scared because that scarred me so much when I was a kid. Here's a fun fact I found on IMDb. Debbie Reynolds, when she descends from the bus carrying her suitcase from the Halloween Town like bus stop, it's supposed to be reminiscent of Mary Poppins kind of coming down to the kids. And Debbie Reynolds was considered for the role of Mary Poppins before they cast Julie Andrews. How cool is that?
That shocked me. I mean, that would have been really cool, but what would Mary Poppins be without Julie Andrews?
No, I mean, I feel like I'm actually kind of offended they are even comparing that. I know Debbie is like a queen, but I'm like, Julie is Julie. Like, that's all I gotta say to that. Yeah.
Are the first couple of quotes from either like Hocus Pocus or Halloween Town or both that come to mind that you're like, oh, fun?
Oh my, so many. Yes. Okay. I think of with Ice and his friend, like, call me Ice. Or when he's like, ding dong, like, Hollywood, like, yeah.
You got any cash? Hollywood?
That whole thing is just in the graveyard. It's like an SNL skit. Like, what are you guys doing?
What am I supposed to do with my afternoon?
Maybe you can learn to breathe through your nose.
Yeah. When Ice is being a bully and like, my big brother will kick your butt.
But what are you supposed to be? A new kid on the block?
For your information.
He's a little leaguer.
He's a little leaguer.
You better watch it.
Oh my God, I forgot that. He's a little leaguer.
And the way that she says it is like, he is cooler than you even think. This is who he is. And we're all like, oh.
And don't we all need that level of hype?
I honestly think like it's so interesting, these inappropriate comments that are put in these movies, and we have no idea. Like the Yabos thing. Mm-hmm. And then in the bus scene when the guy's like, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Winifred's like, we desire children. And he goes, well, it might take me a couple tries, but
How is that in a child movie? You're so right. Oh my gosh, Hales. And also I just read the scene where Billy's hands kind of get like run over. Yes. Remember when he's like kind of reaching up? Apparently they have his middle finger kind of more out, so it looks like he's flipping off the camera. And that was like a goof for like adults to realize. When they go into the school and like Sarah's like, what is this place? It reeks of children. And Winifred's like, it's a prison for children. Like, yeah, like school, really? Like, yeah, it's so good.
100%.
Oh, let's talk about Binks.
Binks, Binksy baby. You know what? I always am like, why didn't they realize that the Sanderson sisters were not terminated when he stayed alive? because so when they go into the school, they do the whole kiln, smoking them up. And they're like, we got him. We're good. Let's go home, Binks. Okay, but like Binks is a human being that got turned into a cat. How come they didn't realize when he got ran, you know, he got ran over, then he came back to life. How come they didn't realize?
I never thought of that. That is a genius point. That's like a goof. I mean, it's continuity error. Like, you're so right. Wait, wow. Why were they just assuming like, okay, I guess he's just going to be a cat for life.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like as if the spell wouldn't break because that's just like the spell.
Mm. Also honorable mention. I love the book. Like I love the character of the book and like his eye and just, I love it.
Oh yeah.
Book. Book.
Yeah,
book.
In Hocus Pocus, there's so many great scenes, truly. But what is your favorite? I know we both said we love the beginnings, but that's kind of like setting the foundation for the movie.
Yeah. Okay. This is hard. I think I have two. One, of course, I know everyone says, maybe you agree, the dance scene. I mean, I put a spell on you at the club, right? Like, yes. And that, when let's go back to that. My other favorite, this is super random, but I really love the scene where they go to Allison's house and she's having a Halloween party. I know. I think I remember as a kid watching that being like, oh, like this is what American people do. Like there's like eggnog and like these, like, you know, like a cauldron full of candy and like the Renaissance party. And it just made me like so excited for like the way that I don't know, some families celebrate holidays. I just remember that visual and like her in her, you know, like costume and then getting excited to go change her costume and run away and her looking over the staircase when they get there, just that scene in her home. I don't know why. It always stuck out to me.
That I wish y'all could see my face. That's what American people do. That is so funny because when I saw that scene, I was like, this is not what we do.
Totally, which probably not, but I didn't know. So as a kid, I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Like this is the caliber of a Halloween party.
Oh my word. That is too funny.
What is yours? What is yours?
Okay. Well, obviously I was going to say the dancing scene.
Yes, let's talk about it.
It's just like, what can you say? My advice is go watch it.
Yes. You're right. Let's not even talk about it. Just go watch it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the performance is phenomenal. Can we talk about how the mom looked nothing like the mom though? Like I didn't recognize her in the beginning. I thought she was random.
To this day, I'm like, who
really?
Is that?
Oh, yes, the mom.
Yes, me too. To this day, because you're right. Like the blonde. Okay. So for those of you who maybe haven't seen it, but are listening to this, she's blonde, but then she's Madonna. So this wig ponytail that she has on is not even the same shade as her actual hair.
And she kind of looks like she doesn't recognize Danny when Danny sees her. It's a weird dynamic. There's just like a weird moment where she's not like, oh, Danny, my daughter. It's just like I don't know.
I wonder if maybe the acting honestly just wasn't aligning because she's meant to be surprised, right? Like, what is my daughter doing
That's
here?
True. That's true.
I wonder. But I do love when Winnie's like, dance, dance, dance.
Dance until you die.
So we've got two more quotes that I really love in Halloween Town. It's when Marnie says, Halloween is cool.
The best.
Yeah. It's the inflection in the voice. It's as if like she's commenting on the movie's title. So in Hocus Pocus, there's a moment when Winnie says, it's just a bunch of hocus pocus. That's to me like breaking the fourth wall.
Yes.
So in Halloween Town, sure, they said Halloween Town, but it just didn't have the same vibe, I thought. So when Marnie's like, Halloween is cool, to me, that was the bit of like, let me break that fourth wall real quick.
I absolutely agree. And I always have thought that her inflection for both of those words were perfect. Like the way she says it. Yeah. Like Halloween is cool. Like it's so good. You're right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Halloween is cool, Nature Boy. I mean, it's exciting, strange, and ancient.
Well, friend, thank you for geeking out on Halloween and celebrating this festive Hallows Eve with me.
I love it so much. It's so fun to reminisce. I think also the reason why I make it a tradition to watch my Halloween Town, my Hocus Pocus, Beetlejuice is one for me, is because of the nostalgia, truly. It's something that I started doing when I was younger, and there were so many positive emotions tied to these moments with friends, with, you know, that chill in the air, the like, let me have my blanket and my jacket. It's like a hug. Like, I'm not really a Halloween person, but I am because of the nostalgia and this kind of excitement in the air that you really only get a couple times a year. And I love that.
Perfectly stated. Perfectly stated. You're so right. It's not that these movies are amazingly made or anything. It is the nostalgia. It's the tradition of what we grew up with and the fun of sharing that with your friends year after year. And as we like to say here,
it's just a
bunch of hocus. Why can we not say it? It's fine. I'll just play the clip.
Oh, also, this is my Walk to Remember shirt because it's one shoulder.
It's totally.